Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster, who's talking with us about inflation and the wage inflation gap. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, we all know inflation's up, but we've been being told over the past few years, well, you know, don't panic because wages are up too. They're maybe keeping the pace with inflation. I think a lot of people have heard that and go, really? Are they? I don't know about mine. What are we seeing in the numbers?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. So I think what's really important when we're having this discussion about wages and inflation is to trace both back to the point when prices first started to surge. And we're considering that to be January 1st, 2021. And since that time, inflation is up 20% and then wages are up 17.4%. So, you know, there's still a gap here, and it much feels like taking a pay cut for many Americans.
When do we catch up? When do you think?
At the current pace, wages are projected to finally close that gap by the second quarter of 2025. But we've been doing the study for 2 years now. And last year, wages were on pace to close the gap by the end of this year. So I think what this really shows is that this wages recovering from inflation relies on the economy continuing to be stable and strong. And just that slight slowdown that we've seen in the job market so far this year has resulted in that projection getting pushed back.
It's pushed back, but it's there. The gap is set to close by some point next year. How do we come up with these projections and know when? I think over the last 4 or 5 years, we've kind of become accustomed to things being almost unpredictable.
Yeah, absolutely. So how we do this is we index wages and inflation to January 1st, 2021, and then we chart a polynomial regression analysis, which is kind of a complicated way of saying, you know, we find the lines of best fit to reflect at what point both come together. And so that is kind of what the projection is showing us, Q2 2025. But as you noted, a lot of this depends on the economy continuing to perform as it has been. And this economy has been nothing short of surprising, with even the experts at the Federal Reserve finding it difficult to forecast as well.
Just how tricky is it balancing inflation against the job market and interest rates? It's kind of, you know, all three have to come together, right?
It's probably one of the most difficult jobs in economics, if not, you know, all of policymaking in the U.S. And I think what this demonstrates is that the Fed just really has to get it right in order for Americans to start feel better. And historically speaking, you know, the Fed hasn't really had a very good track record at balancing, you know, cooling inflation with preserving the job market. eight of the past nine tightening cycles that the Fed has been in have resulted in a recession. And of course, the hope this time is that that won't be the case. And as the Fed starts to cut interest rates, which is widely expected to begin tomorrow at its September rate meeting announcement. Now, the hope is that the Fed will gradually start to let up on the brakes, you know, continuing to slow inflation, but not with as much force, which will allow inflation to return back to that much more normal level that consumers were used to before the pandemic, without requiring a more abrupt slowdown.
What industries have done a good job of keeping up with inflation? Where do you see that people are kind of lagging behind?
Well, we did look at it on an industry standpoint, and what we can see here is that there are some industries that never technically lost ground to inflation. Those two are accommodation and food services. So think, you know, those restaurant jobs, those, you know, fast food jobs of that type, and then leisure and hospitality, which is a very broad industry, but it's one of those industries that was greatly impacted during the pandemic. Many Americans were laid off as stay-at-home orders were kind of ushered around the nation. And then, of course, employers tried to bring all of those people that they had let go back relatively quickly. And what they found was it isn't that easy. You know, as labor demand surged and there wasn't enough people to hire back to fill those open positions, it resulted in big wage gains. And so that's part of the reason why those two industries have really done a good job of keeping up with inflation. You know, not the same story here for the industries on the other side of the coin, which are construction, education, and financial services.
You know, Sarah, there's a lot of debate on what the Fed will actually do tomorrow. From your perspective, what difference would it make if it's a quarter point cut or a half point cut?
Really, for the everyday Americans who are, number one, interacting with financial markets through their retirement accounts, and then, you know, number two, trying to find the best time to make a big ticket purchase, 50 versus 25 in the grand scheme of things won't really change the outlook that much. You know, we're thinking here about the long run, the long-term view, which is one rate cut, no matter the size, will still mean that interest rates are the highest in over a decade. Now, the best way to think about it is high interest rates just won't be as high. So it's very important to just continue taking the steps that you have been taking over the past 2.5 years of the Fed's rate hiking cycle. You know, continue getting rid of that high interest rate, sign balance transfer options to really make that debt payment, you know, faster. In addition to shopping around, just making sure that you're also growing your income. I want to remind everybody, too, that CDs and savings accounts, although that rates are about to fall, you know, they're still paying a competitive yield that is beating inflation.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thanks for the update this morning. I always appreciate the time. Sarah Foster is an analyst over at Bankrate. We'll be talking a lot about the economy this week.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.